Good afternoon, everyone. It is Sunday afternoon, and it's just gone about 4:30 in the UK. So me and Matt are doing a pumpkin competition, and Matt's getting all the equipment that we need ready.
Our pumpkin scoops. Is yours.
Yeah, and here's the pumpkin.
You're going to need a blade.
Yeah, got my knife. So, how big?
Hang on a second, Let's just check to make sure that they are the same. I have a bigger blade than mine.
I've researched this whole pumpkin carving.
Oh, I'm just going
Matt's
freestyle.
Yeah, Matt's freestyling it. So, as for how good they'll look, I think my pumpkin is going to look like it's got a melted face, to be fair.
I'll give you an advantage. I'll give you the sharper one.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Right, we've got our bowl.
That will either mean I lose a finger or do a very good pumpkin. So, basically, I'm not going to waste the middle of the pumpkins because I love cooking, and I've decided that it's going to be a good idea to scoop all of the middle into a big bowl and hopefully make some pumpkin soup, some pumpkin muffins. Matt wants pumpkin pie, don't you?
Yeah, I'll try it. Maybe some pumpkin juice as well.
Pumpkin juice. Well, we'll see. We've probably got enough for all of that, to be honest. Because here
we've
is...
We've got giant pumpkins.
Yeah. That's Matt's pumpkin. Just tap it again. How big would you say that is?
Oh, it's a good foot across.
It's bigger than a football.
Yeah, it is bigger than a football.
You could kill somebody with that pumpkin.
It is a lethal weapon, actually.
Mine...
It's probably more dangerous than the knife we're using to cut.
Probably. Yeah, and mine's bigger than a football, but it's not quite as big as Matt's pumpkin. So I think to actually cut the pumpkin, I'm just going to decapitate its head and just cut the top off.
Yeah, I'm going to do a fancy star shape on the top of mine. George is just going to hack the lid off it.
Okay, but what is... I feel I have to question you on this. What is your reasoning behind making a star in the top of the pumpkin?
Because then when you put the lid back on and you've got your candles inside it, the lid won't be blown off in a breeze, you won't be able to turn it round because the star shape will make it lock into place.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. I might even do a star shape myself.
I thought you researched it.
According to the BBC Good Food website, quoting
the
them, just hack the head off. It's apparently you can do it in 4 easy steps. Now I'm looking at this pumpkin. And I'm thinking, how do you get from big pumpkin to pumpkin face? So, according to the BBC Good Food website, you cut off the top of its head, you scoop out all of the pumpkin flesh on the inside, and then, obviously this is no good for me and Matt, but if you can see, then you draw on the eyes, the nose and the mouth with a black marker pen, so it makes it easier to know where you're cutting and how big to cut it, etc. So, but me and Matt are just going to freestyle it, and like I said, our pumpkins are probably going to look like they've got melted faces. But it's Halloween! It's Halloween, and the scarier they look, the better.
So are we going to give it a go?
The game is on.
Game is on. Let's go.
I'm sitting down at the table now, and...
Be careful because they're quite tough.
So, you're cutting a star shape in yours?
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
I thought it was supposed to be a competition. Don't you sit there and ask me for my method?
I don't know if I can cut its head off now.
First of all, I'm standing up to do the top.
Okay. Okay, I'm moving the chair out of the way, guys, so I can actually... I've got my legs apart just to give myself a bit more balance and steadiness. It's going to work. Ah! It's not going to work, is it? Okay, I've just marked it. I don't even know if I can cut it with this. Oh, my, you should have got the other one.
You need to be careful that it doesn't slip, George, because it might hurt you.
No, I can't cut his head off. Seriously, I've just made a mark in the pumpkin on the side.
Yeah.
And I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm coming out. I've come about two. I'll give you a help with the top, right?
Oh, will you now?
Well, just a suggestion. I've I've imagined a circle around the stalk.
Yeah.
About there, right?
Yeah, okay.
So if you imagine that circle, and then what I've done is I've then cut, so I've imagined my circle, I haven't drawn it on or made.
Yeah.
And then what I've done is I'm now making slits coming down like that from that circle, and then I'm going to do more slits that join them up so that you end up with like the points of a star, and then eventually that whole middle bit should just pull up.
It's not going to happen, is it? Well, I give up now. I think I give up now.
Keep
going,
just have a think about it. I thought you researched it.
I did! It's not quite as easy as BBC Good Food make out to be. So hang on, no, okay, right, seriously. I know this is meant to be a competition, but just help me out here. Right? So are you cutting a circle or are you cutting a star?
No, I'm cutting, at the moment, I've imagined a circle around the stalk.
Yeah.
And so it comes out about 2 inches around the stalk itself.
Yeah, got
and
that.
And I'm now cutting lines down from that circle down the sides of the pumpkin. Not very far, maybe about 3 inches long or something. And I'm kind of doing the points of a star. So eventually I can...
We are going to have one scarred, bruised and battered pumpkin by the time we finish, guys. Mine already has quite a prolific scar down its side.
Actually, I'll tell you one thing I will say.
Oh, I've just cut it now. You're going to tell me not to do it like that.
You're probably best off cutting, like, from having the side, where you're cutting the slit down, probably best off doing it away from you and bringing the knife towards you, up towards the middle bit. I don't know, but I'm kind of, you know.
We're both guessing, basically.
Yeah, we are. Basically, we didn't really look into this, did we?
No. I come
and
up
also,
with it.
The other thing I'm doing is wiggling my knife as well to make the slit like a bit wider.
You're lying. You just want me to muck up this, don't you?
No.
I don't know why I'm trusting you, because this is meant to be a competition.
That's right.
But
take my advice at your peril.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, I'm just scarring it. I'm not actually, like, cutting it. That's kind of the problem, really. I give up now. I really give up now. Absolute Radio was on in the background, guys. Just so you can see how good taste I have in radio stations. This isn't working. I've bucked it up already. I've got pumpkin juice everywhere. Right. It's leaking. It's leaking, Matt. It's leaking.
It?
Yeah, mine's all getting gummy already. I give up. Seriously, I give up. This is going to be one bruised, battered, scarred. I think I'm just going to go with the decapitating, to be fair. Oh, it's working. It's going to work. It's going to work. I know it is. My decapitating is going to be better than your star shape. If I don't break the knife in the person. Mine again. Unless, oh dear.
What?
I might be cutting off its side and lift its head. Sorry, what are you laughing at? It's kind of got a bit wonky. Oh, I give up. This isn't going to be a pumpkin, is it? It's going to be, how on earth do you do it? Seriously? Well, you should have got the bit, should have got the smaller ones, it'd been way easier.
I don't think it would have made any difference
it
to would've. The actual you know.
I'm not even into it. I might just smash it, to be honest.
No, you can't smash it. You're gonna have a road accident pumpkin.
Yes!
I suppose that's Halloween, isn't it?
A road accident pumpkin. Oh dear. Okay, I am I'm gonna cheat and I'm gonna do a bit of a Blue Peter here, audio group people. And I'm gonna pause it.
What's
so when I come
start
back
again is what she's gonna do.
So when I come back again, I will magically be sort of on my way to success with this pumpkin. So like I said, I'm going to pause it.
She's going to pause it and threaten me with the blade to tell her how to do it.
He's been researching it secretly.
No, I haven't. I swear to God, I haven't.
Well, I am going to write a letter of complaint to BBC Good Food if this does not work. Okay, I am now halfway through the lid. Maybe not halfway through. I'm a third of the way through the pumpkin lid. Oh, it's going to have a dodgy head at the moment. But I'd like to just know how Matt's getting on. How's the star going?
Right? It's still going very well.
So if I was to come over and actually feel...
Yeah, but it's... No, don't.
Basically. So it's not going quite as well as you actually make it out to be. Right, so I'm actually being honest, and I will let Matt come and feel my pumpkin head.
You mean the bit that's got like half of the top taken
off? Oh dear, it might actually be going in a diagonal. Okay, diagonal pumpkin head. How do you start? Right, I'm going to start. Oh no, I can't cut with my right hand. It's not going to work, is it? No, okay. This is fine. This can be done. This can be done. It's gonna happen. So what stage are you up to, really? It's kind of my question.
Well, we have a slightly mangled star, but at this stage, I think it's possibly fixable.
Fixable? That means it's gone wrong.
No, it doesn't. It means it's fixable.
Pumpkin smells nice. Mine might have dodgy eyes. But I suppose what sort of eyes are triangle eyes anyway? If not dodgy. Right. I reckon whoever decided to carve a pumpkin in the first place. I mean,
it's a bit of a skill, really. Actually, I mean, this isn't easy.
No.
You know, to get it, to make it neat. I mean, yes, you could just take the top off like you're doing in a big disc.
Oh right! You're making my sound so unskilled and unprofessional, as opposed to your it's a bit slap happy, as opposed to your what wonky star.
Well, at least I made an attempt to be artistic. You just sort of like.
Well, at the moment. Mine looks like it's Frankenstein. It's got juice dribbling down the side of its head. And it's got loads of scars. Okay. I think I could get in there. Yeah, I could do that. It's gonna work, guys. It's gonna work. Pumpkins are harder to get into than they look. I just thought I'd share my small progress with you. So again, I'm going to pause the recording, so next time I speak, I'm hopefully going to be further along. I feel at this point I should notify any listeners that I'm standing at the side watching Matt cut off the top of my pumpkin head. Because I'm not actually strong enough, but as opposed to, we've just looked at each other's progress, and I have the resemblance of a circle, the top of the pumpkin head. Matt has a gaping axe wound in the top of his pumpkin head. But the gaping axe wound could be a kind of Halloween feature of his pumpkin, I think. I think he could work it in there. I think he could. I think it could be done, okay? So basically, I'm just going to tap here. That's the pumpkin. And he's managed to sort of open. I can get my thumb in there. And I can actually feel the pumpkin flesh inside. But I'm not sure how he's going to make a lid out of it. Any ideas, Matt?
No, not at the moment.
He's got streaks of scars.
It looks like like you know when they do highlights and they pull bits of the hair through the cap. It's so like, yes. You know, very patchy stripes of cuts on the, all over yeah. the runway.
Perhaps we should do a lightning scarf top of his head for you.
Potter pumpkin.
Yeah. Can I do it, please?
No.
Oh dear. So that's kind of where we got up to. No further than the last time I paused the recording, but it was kind of a progress in some sort of way because Matt's working on my pumpkin. It's done. I now have a lid for my pumpkin. But Matt did it.
Let's just tidy that bit up a little bit, shall we?
Matt did it. Matt, oh, I love you. Thank you so much. I now have a lid for my pumpkin, and it's because I started it. So I gave Matt tools to work with, and I half did it, but Matt's stronger than me, you see, and oh, it's amazing. Oh, thank you. Right, so now, basically, I am going to cut out the flesh of my pumpkin, and hopefully I can make something yummy with it, like pumpkin muffins or something like that. So, what's your plan of action for your one, Matt?
not sure yet.
So I have a metal spoon to scoop the pumpkin out with, and basically, unless I'm doing it wrong, I should find some seeds and stuff. Yes, there's lots and lots of seeds, which I'm going to go back and forth to the bin to actually chuck them. So hopefully going to get all the flesh and probably sort through it a bit later. See if I actually have got any seeds in there that I can chuck. Although, pretty sure you can eat pumpkin seeds.
You can.
I wonder what they taste like. So yeah, I've got quite sticky fingers at the moment now. I'm actually into the pumpkin itself. So... It's actually quite, there's a lot more seeds than I thought there was going to be. Oh, should we plant one for next year?
Ooh,
pumpkin patch.
Oh God. A lot of slug problems with pumpkin patches.
Yeah. Put it this way, me and Matt aren't known for our green-fingered expertise. I decided I was going to, was hanging baskets the other year, and I was really proud of myself. I sat out there, I did everything because my dad's very loves the garden. He had an allotment at one point, and he gave me some advice, and I managed to plant the seeds and all of that, and it actually came down to watching it grow, and we watered it every day, and I'm pretty sure I went away for a couple of days. And, oh, I should add that we had hanging baskets, but they weren't hanging. They were on the table outside in the garden because we hadn't got anybody to put them up for us. So, anyway, the next time I came to it, I had no plants left. They'd been eaten by slugs and died and awful. So, progress, Matthew?
Yeah. To do a bit of a repair job on mine.
So what was you saying about my idea? What was it? Was it crap, did you say? You can't do that with pumpkin.
Okay. I don't like the smell of them very much. Do you like the smell of pumpkin?
Yeah, it's nice. Mm. You don't like the smell of vegetables, full stop.
I don't like vegetables. No, I do. I will eat vegetables, I'm just not that good at them.
It takes a particular skill to eat vegetables.
It does,
okay. There's a lot of seeds in this.
If you win this competition, right, just point out that I did.
Yes,
actually,
but I gave you the tools to work with.
Oops. I've got a bit of a chunk out of my mouth.
It really is going to be a pumpkin with a mess. So far. I'm a bit disappointed, I've only got one bit of flesh out of my pumpkin. It's not working. Okay, mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to pause this until Matt is sufficiently up to my level.
I'd be there for hours, I wouldn't bother.
I'm just getting rid of the seeds that are in the pumpkin. It's a hell of a lot of them. Matt loves my silly suggestions, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
We will have outside judging panels to determine who is the official winner of the 2012 pumpkin carving competition in the Browns Collins household.
Right.
That wasn't a good noise.
I now have a...
I've got to see this. Because I wasn't going to... Hang on, I've got sticky fingers.
Well, that's hardly going
to
matter, is
no,
it?
No, I know, I meant I had seeds all stuck to my fingers. Right, okay. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay. Basically,
I'm doing open cranium brain surgery on mine.
Oh, dear. Right, Matthew, may I remind you of how we started this competition? You were very
Look,
confident.
I thought I was doing a nice star point, except that it...
There's a huge chunk. I mean, he has... You're not going to win, basically.
Fuck. I think I need to go and buy another pumpkin. I've really mangled this one.
Are you going to go and buy another pumpkin? Because if you are, I'll pause this recording until you are sufficiently up to my level. And,
I can't even begin to win the competition with it like that.
I can't.
I mean, basically, that's completely fucked.
Oh. Oh, dear. Are you going to use it? Because I want to do something.
No, I can't use it. I can't.
Listen to this. Oh, zombie pumpkin.
I mean, that's just not rescuable, to be fair.
How big would you say the kind of hole is? It's a hole.
It's
a crater.
You can get your whole hand inside. No, it's got very neat edges.
It's a crater. It's a mindless hacking.
I'm rather afraid I've screwed that up this time.
I think you have. Right, okay. Honestly, I'm going to pause this recording. I've nearly finished scooping out the inside of my pumpkin. How I'm going to proceed next, I'm not too sure. It's something that I'm a little bit concerned about. It's not exactly going to be easy to cut triangles. I think it's easier decapitating the head than it will be to make shapes for its eyes and stuff like that. I'll manage to do it, I'll be fine, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So I'm just sitting down. I think you can probably hear that. All the pumpkin inside. And yeah, so it's still going okay at the moment, at present. We're doing okay. Matt is thinking about going to buy another pumpkin so he can carry on the competition. I'm hoping that I'm not going to muck up the eyes on this one, because I really hope I don't have to actually go and buy a pumpkin to replace this one, because I'm very pleased with the way the head's come off. So this is war, basically. This is war. So, yeah, I'm just finishing off getting the inside out, really. Getting all the seeds and bits like that. So, I shall update you when I start carving the when I start carving the eyes and the mouth. I'm still scraping out flesh. I've been here for a little while now. I've actually decided to get like a bigger spoon, which is kind of gonna help me. I was trying to do it with a knife at first, which probably wasn't the best idea. So I am waiting for Matt to get back from the shop. If you can hear the squeaking in the back, or the kind of honking noise in the background, the two dogs have got a teddy pheasant, which is a honking thing, yeah, that, in the background. So, basically, like I said, I'm just scraping the pumpkin flesh out with a spoon, and Matt's taking a trip down to our local like store, which is about a 2 minute walk from us. We live in a village. It's very convenient, the little shop. So he's gone to go and get another pumpkin, and he's going to start again. Now he's not, basically, it's not even doable. Like, you couldn't even cut the top of his pumpkin because it's got a gaping axe wound in the back, and it's kind of like scars of knife cuts and sort of like all down the pumpkin, so he can't really start again with his. So I'm getting quite a lot of flesh out of the pumpkin now. Probably enough to make big pumpkin soup, which I'm quite pleased about because I love pumpkin soup. Pumpkin soup's great. And just trying to figure out whilst I'm scraping all this flesh out, how I'm actually going to go about the task of cutting the eyes and the pumpkin. So it's not good. We will get there. It's going to happen. I'm thinking that the pumpkin carving kit that I was actually going to buy from Asda's is a good idea. Magically, we have moved ahead. Matt's bought a pumpkin and it's turned into a carriage. And yeah, well, basically, he bought a pumpkin. I'm a little bit outraged about this because my pumpkin, how big did we say it was?
A good foot wide.
A big football. Well, an oversized
soccer ball.
Yeah, soccer ball. And your pumpkin is a little rugby ball, small rugby ball, deflated rugby ball.
No, I have got quite a big pumpkin.
No, it's small. Anyway, Matt managed to cut the top off of his pumpkin very easily, very quickly. It was all nice and smoothly, and oh, it went so quickly, didn't it, Matt? I'm just outraged about this fact. Anyway, so basically, he's now scooping out the flesh and the seeds, so that's kind of the point that we're up to now. I've paused because I'm making a roast dinner, so I'm just put my potato. Yeah, I just put my roast potatoes on. The chicken's in the oven, and so thanks to Audioboo, I'm gonna now end this and do a part 2 pumpkin carving.